I have beef.
With who?
Whoa.
I have major beef.
All right.
These woke pussy scientists coming in and attacking my freedoms about my freedom to drink my goddamn Diet Coke. And all of a sudden, it's a carcinogen. All of a sudden, we're going to say it's bad for you. So I say...
Why are you looking at me the entire time?
Because this strains my eyes, and then this strains my eyes, and I'm tired. So unfortunately, you got the fucking full brunt of it, baby. Well, because you're the scientist.
You are the scientist.
When we recreate mankind, I need you to understand that having a steady supply of Diet Coke is extremely important to my efficiency as just a human.
Well, they're not taking it away from you. They're just telling you that it causes cancer.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but now it's like people are telling me I shouldn't drink it. People are telling me that I need to be healthier. My wife telling me I can't drink Diet Coke anymore.
Did she tell that?
Yeah.
She told that
She's a science bitch now?
Yeah. What is it in there? Science bitch. What fucking science nerd.
There's like a chemical that causes cancer?
Acetane. Aspartame.
Aspartame.
Yeah,
I mean, that definitely causes cancer. That's not...
Woody's turning me down. Sorry.
Apparently you have to drink like 13 cans of Diet Coke a day to like get the carcinogenic, see, like cancerous.
Good, that's the real numbers right there.
People do drink that much Diet Coke
a day. Absolutely. Yeah. Donald Trump, dude.
Yeah.
If it is cancer causing, then it's just, you know, any amount can cause cancer.
What is it these days?
Dude, I mean, kind of related. Do you know, did you see that Florida is putting in phosphogypsum in their roads? You know, I know you guys don't know what that is.
But, I know, but tell them, you know.
So phosphogypsum is a byproduct of making phosphoric acid. And there's like a shit ton of it. And they're going to put it in their roads. The problem with it is it contains uranium, which degrades into radium, which releases radon gas, which is like one of the biggest background contributors to radiation. And
so you're putting radiation in the roads.
Yeah, basically. And it's like, I mean...
Is it cheap? Like, why are they doing
that? They have a bunch of it, and they need to get rid of it. And they put it in the roads as a valid possibility. A lot of people are upset because, yeah, it causes cancer. But I mean, like... I don't know. It depends on how much they need to do studies and everything. But it doesn't sound good.
What's the like the break? What's the half-life, though, of like the breakdown?
Well, radon gas, I think, doesn't really have much of a half-life. Like, years, years, years.
Well, like, and when is it going to, like, be, like, a cancerous thing?
Oh, so, all right. First off, radon gas contributes to, like, half of the lung cancers in America, which is, like, the number one cancer.
That's why you have to have the monitor in the basements.
Yeah, so we don't have much basements here in California, but radon gas is a heavy gas, so that'll collect in basements, and that's, like, a huge problem for people in the Midwest.
But they're not putting radon in the roads. They're putting this chemical that breaks into radon.
Yeah.
So how long does that take to break down into radon?
I don't know, but I mean, like...
If it's like 50 years, then who cares?
Just cut. Well, 49 like years from now, just cover it again with the same shit.
I mean, I think day
Reseal
one, it starts, day one, it starts emitting radon.
Day one?
Yeah, I mean, it's just how much, you know? It's a constant process.
Let Florida fucking be Florida, dude. Whatever.
Let them fucking live.
They've been a lot. There's a lot of other things on the list before you get down to, like, what's fucked up about Florida. Yeah.
Wait, do I have... No, I thought I had a Florida... I have a submission for Real Ass Dude of the Week, though.
Okay.
Man dies after trying to drink all 21 cocktails on menu on Jamaican vacation.
I saw that.
Yeah. Wow.
So, at what point... I mean, were you at 20 and you were like, I got this? You know, like, how does that... As far as, like, dying... Like, how far after you drink 21 cocktails are you dead?
A couple hours, probably. I don't know how long, like, extreme alcohol poisoning kicks in.
I just think that's just such a, like...
I think it's fucked up as a bartender. Like, if this dude's going for it, you're, like, still pouring him heavy? You don't want him down.
Yeah. The real ass dude is the bartender.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
And he's just a... He's fucking... Something's up with his knee, looks like, now that I'm noticing.
Okay, man.
Yeah, he's just...
That was the bartender.
He's got the Rastafarian hat on.
Yeah, I think that... Is that a Jesus chest hat? Like, he's just... He's doing it, dude.
He's ready to go.
He's ready to drink 21... He wanted to get all of them.
I mean,
There's 21 drinks on the menu, and he's like, I gotta do it.
Did he do it, or did he die trying?
I think he did it, and
he said trying. The article says trying to drink all 21 cocktails.
Oh, that's a bummer, though.
Fake ass dude of the
week. What if he got through, like, three, and then he's like, oh, I'm dead.
Yeah,
like,
I really
tried.
How far he got. Yeah. It's like 20, and then 80. Like, that's not bad. I also want to know what the drinks were. 21.
21 Long Island.
Yeah, like, that could be rough.
I mean, if I'm at a restaurant all day, I could probably do that.
Yeah, dude. Like a brunch situation. Brunch
21 cocktails?
I've had 21 mimosas before at a brunch.
No, you've never had
21. Bottomless,
no,
dude.
No fucking way. But I mean, all day, yeah, I think I could do. Unless they're all like Long Island iced tea level, then no. But all day, for sure.
Long Island iced tea, that counts as like four drinks, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I've had 10 mimosas at a brunch.
That sounds maybe reasonable.
Yeah. Doable.
Yeah.
But you were fucking hammered.
Yeah, no, I was fine.
You were fucking destroyed.
No, I was pretty chill, actually.
Day's over.
Day's definitely over.
Mm-mm. Nope, I went out and rode a bike.
And then smash your face.
Yeah. Smash your teeth.
No.
Hell yeah.
I haven't done that again.
Musk versus Zuck. Fighting competition.
Oh, did you see that Italy said that he could do it in the Colosseum?
What?
No, yeah, swear to God, Italy's like, fucking have the Colosseum, go for it.
If it's televised, I'm so down.
Yeah, but you can't like have people sitting in there.
It's televised. Who cares? And why not? I've never been to the Colosseum. They used to have seats. They don't now. Is it not functional?
You could do it in the Colosseum, but you can't like pack the Colosseum full
That's
of
what
people.
I'm saying.
It's not like a.
Most of the money is coming from pay per view, anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. They should do it in VR or like AR. Zuck would destroy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is it MMA or just boxing?
I think it's UFC. It's MMA.
With the lighter gloves?
Yeah.
That would be chill.
Well, because they were talking about doing it in Vegas and like with like the UFC guy,
Dana.
But
Dana
Zuck's like 10 years younger. He's been like training fucking jujitsu and shit.
Is it jujitsu or judo?
I don't know.
No, he does BJJ, dude.
Either way, I don't. It's not gonna happen, right? Like Musk isn't actually gonna do it.
Well, his mom. Down, but... Did you see that Elon's mom came out and was like, "This would be so embarrassing if you did this."
Whatever.
He's got like 250 billion.
South
Africa.
Yeah.
Gaze him.
Make sure you hit him low. Down south.
You probably have already seen it. If you haven't, you need to watch it immediately. The Juvenile Tiny Desk concert.
Whoa.
You guys have not seen this?
I saw that there was a Juvenile Tiny Desk concert.
Oh my god. Fucking incredible. He does slow motion, which is so sick. And he does back that ass up.
And now is he like singing it?
No, he's okay. He has like a full horn section. Mm-hmm. He brings in like this cello player and then a violinist to like pluck the dude. It's incredible.
Whoa,
you guys! And he crushes it. Him and Manny Fresh or something like that. I forget his name, but you'd recognize him immediately. He was part of like the whole that whole crew, like Birdman and all those
guys.
Okay, okay. Bow Wow. Do it now. It's one of the best. It's up there with T-Pain's is incredible.
Way better.
Yeah, because he like.
How do you know it's better?
He's seen T-Pain's.
I've seen T-Pain's.
Then you say it's way better than.
I know that T-Pain is better than Juvenile.
Because T-Pain's like fucking just singing. He's crushing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, back that ass up. Gets the crowd going. It's incredible.
You threw out a little Bow Wow, and then you threw out a Bow Wow, and then there's Lil Wayne. When are we going to see Wayne?
When's Lil Wayne gonna grow up to be Wayne? I think he goes by Wayne
now.
Or the Carter.
I feel like you can't be like a hip hop artist and it's like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne. It's like, Wayne's true. Too like a white boy name.
You know what's kind of sick about
him? Like, Poppy you have Wayne. Like Fountains of Wayne. You have Wayne Newton.
Wayne's World.
Wayne Gretzky.
The great one.
Ooh, this is where we just name everyone. Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Newton.
I already said Wayne Newton.
No.
Yeah. You did.
You said John Wayne.
No. But that was a good one. That is a good one, though.
It did.
You redeemed yourself. I said Wayne Newton. Olivia Newton-John.
I was just saying.
Fuck, here we go.
Newton. Okay, Isaac Newton.
Big Newton. Big Tugaro.
Yeah. We did good.
So Harrison Ford, the new Indiana Jones movie, comes out and he's doing press for it. And he's like over 80.
Yeah, he's old.
And they're like, why are you like, you're old. And he's like, I love to work. And it's like, dude, if I'm 80, like, I'm not like, oh, I love to work.
Yeah,
like,
I
cannot wait until I don't ever have to work anymore.
But being indie?
Yeah, I think it's more of a passion
If you were 80 years old and they're like, yo, can you be indie one more time? You'd be like, fuck yeah.
Plus, like, being an actor in your 80, it's like, you're not, like, lifting, you know, like, you're just,
He did all of his own stunts, like Tom Cruise.
Indie.
Dude, Tom, that he, like, rides that motor. He did it, like, 8 times. He, like, rides that motorcycle off that
Yeah, I could do that, too.
That was the first thing they did in the movie, just to, like, set the stage for the rest of it. That was the first shot.
I, like, they had this audio where he was like, I think I can do it better. So he, like, holds on longer, you know?
That's why he's the best, dude.
Yeah, I saw that, too. That's
pretty wild.
Has he ever been in a James Cameron movie? I feel like those two would need to vibe.
They would. They would push each other to the limit.
One of them would die, for sure.
They need to start cooking together.
That would be chill. Influencer quits social media and says she was left suicidal after receiving death threats following her admission that when she was younger, she killed two cats.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I could see
fuck
that.
Her, dude. Yeah. Fuck her. Yeah. Be depressed.
You deserve it.
Like, how are you like, oh, I'm so sad. People found out that I murdered two cats
it's
when I
was... It's not that big a deal.
But it was straight up, she murdered... It wasn't like, oh, I accidentally backed up my car.
I mean, just the headline I read. But
I hit a cat with a hockey stick.
Oh my God.
Thinking that I wouldn't, I threw the hockey stick like, I'm going to scare this cat.
Okay,
like,
that's different. That's,
I was picturing like over the head, two-handed swing.
Like 20 hits to the head.
Why were you throwing a hockey stick at a cat to begin
with? Get out of here!
I was playing.
How was that playing with the cat?
I was trying to scare the cat.
And then I hit scare the cat. Zach?
Scare the cat. It wasn't my cat. I don't care.
You don't frighten, like, small, innocent animals, Zach?
It was a big tomcat.
Well, that's like, one of the signs of, like, hey, you're a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's straight up, what is it? It's not sociopath, psychopath, one of those.
Yeah. I'm glad she quit social media, to be honest.
Who was this?
Don't know. No, headline. Well, and then,
like, 20-year-old just...
Someone who was, like, not famous at all, and then was like, I'm depressed because I killed two cats, and everyone's like, oh, you're the cat killer. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
But the thing is, she received death threats, and then she's going to consider suicide. It's like, that's what they want you to do.
Just do
you
know? It, dude.
Yeah. It's like, the world would be a better place already.
There would be more cats.
There would be two more cats in the entire world.
Yeah.
Bit of a hot take, but you know, it's
what do you mean?
Okay. I mean, you know, just telling somebody to
what's
do
like,
it.
I mean, I think we need to know, like, how the cat died.
What's like what?
Where does a hot take come from?
It's what hot.
Is a hot take?
I think it's like fresh out of the oven, like you didn't let it cool yet.
Yeah, but like, who?
What do you do when you burn yourself?
Think about it before
Give me your gut reaction, like you just reach in the oven without a mitt and you burn yourself. What are you doing?
Ow.
Yeah.
Hot. But no, is it like.
No, it's
that's a hot take. Like, is it a movie thing? Like, oh, that was a hot take.
Kind of like, you know? Kind of like a hot mic.
No, he's trying to twist it into like a positive thing. And it's
what is a hot take? Let's see.
Negative.
I think it's more negative than positive.
I think it's just like a different angle that people haven't come at it from.
It originated as a term in the industry of sports talk radio. Referring to the tactic of hosts picking a topic from the sports zeitgeist. So this is the dude.
See, internet's stupid.
What other hot takes you got?
There was something I wanted to start saying recently,
and I feel like this could go really good direction.
It's a hot take.
No, okay. So the new old man thing that I want to start doing is. You're leaving, like, okay, see you later, and then I go, stay out of trouble, and that's like my new old man thing now.
Okay,
because it's like, I know you're not gonna get in trouble, but I'm gonna remind you, stay out of trouble. Like, see you later, stay out of trouble.
Yeah, you have to say it like that though.
Yeah,
does that make you happy?
Does that land? Exactly. Do you think that's gonna land?
I'm old man. I gotta start saying old man things. Yeah. I'm older than everybody.
You're gonna say it to old people, or you're adopting an old man saying and saying it to everybody?
I'm adopting an old man saying and saying it to
everybody. I thought you were saying that you wanted to like sign off to old people with stay out of trouble.
That too. Okay. I mean, I can say it to everybody. No. Stay out of trouble.
Trouble's coming for everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Stay out of it.
You've started this, though? Like, you've been saying this?
I just realized it last night at Trader Joe's. Is I saw two old men say goodbye to each other, and then one of them said, stay out of trouble, to the other old man. And I was like, I'm doing that now.
Nice.
I'm a stay out of trouble guy.
Barnacles have the biggest size penis to body ratio. If it was a human, our dicks would be 30 feet in length.
Oh my god.
Zach's got the smallest. Zach's got the smallest penis to body size ratio.
Body. Stay out of trouble, dude.
Stay out of trouble, Zach.
Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty cool for barnacles. That's a win. Because like barnacles are usually, you know, they're like lower on the totem pole. So for them to like actually...
It makes sense though. They like how... They can't move. So how do they fuck? Like I'm surprised they have penises.
Their dicks have to be that long.
I've never seen a barnacle dick. Yeah. Like I've seen
it's
barnacles
the, it's on the back.
What other dicks have you seen? What other animal dicks?
All kinds, dude. Almost every animal's dick I've seen.
I'm actually really curious how they fuck now, because they don't move. They're stuck to a thing.
Barnacles make love, like, dude. Barnacles don't
their,
fuck.
They put their dick out and then like, it's curious.
Well, and if the ratio is if there's a human 30 feet, that's like. I've seen barnacles, like, I should be able to see their dicks fucking hanging.
True.
You've touched a barnacle penis. Before.
What does a barnacle vagina look like? How big is a barnacle vagina?
And not big enough.
So, I mean, like, we're talking about the ratio. Barnacles are, like, what? Maybe one
centimeter.
Millimeter.
Of a person. So, like, what? It's fucking, yeah, 1 inch. I mean, that's still pretty big.
I should be able to see it with my naked eye.
Yeah, you probably can. You're just not looking for barnacles.
I can't even... I've never seen, like, a flaccid barnacle dick.
Peel off a barnacle next time you see him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're going to start growing barnacles.
Yeah, that's cool for barnacles, but, like, they're annoying for, like, whales.
True.
So, I don't like that.
Ooh, if you're a whale and you got barnacles all over you, that means you got, like, all kinds of barnacle dick all over you all the time.
Vanna White says she's leaving Wheel of Fortune unless she makes at least half of what Pat Sajak makes.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
But, okay, here we go. Hot take.
Wait, Ryan Seacrest is doing Wheel of Fortune.
They're going to replace her with someone way younger.
I'm leading Pat Sajak. You're not telling the truth.
No, he's retiring and Ryan Seacrest is taking over.
That's
Ryan Seacrest
stupid.
Is doing Wheel of Fortune.
Vanna White is more important to Wheel of Fortune than Pat Sajak.
Yeah.
But you're talking about Wheel of Fortune?
I'm talking about Wheel of Fortune. I'm talking about Vanna White. I'm talking about the beautiful woman that stands up
She's
and touches
old.
Those...
She's not going to get paid that.
She can't... Pat Sajak makes 15 mil a year.
And he only works, like, 10 days a year.
They just bang him out back to back.
Yeah.
She's too important, though. I say pair.
Nah.
Or you have to get... Because now's the time where you get the new...
Yeah, if they're going to switch to Ryan Seacrest...
Younger, hotter model.
You switch to some no name.
Ageism.
So?
Ageism.
Well, the Supreme Court says we can do whatever we want now.
Supreme Court says we can do whatever we want?
Yeah. That's a new thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they say?
Do whatever you want.
I recently learned that humans are the most efficient animal on Earth when it comes to running.
And like energy expenditure?
Yes. And like body temp and like duration. Like I'm speaking for humans now. Like we are the best at like covering long distances efficiency wise.
As what? What'd you say? Mammals?
Animal. We're the most efficient animal when it comes to running. So probably not like whales and shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, is it specifically running? Like, if we're just talking about covering distances, I bet there's like.
What about a cheetah?
I actually, if it's distances, I bet there's like single cells that like.
Well, okay. Science.
Shut up, dude. Yeah. Talking about animals.
Shut
animal.
The fuck up.
But like, think if you're like
cheetahs. Fucking, have you ever seen a silverback gorilla or a bear cover ground?
But
they get tired.
Yeah, they burn way too much energy.
Yeah, it's like a tortoise and the hare situation.
Tortoise.
What's the tortoise?
Tortoise
efficiency?
Can cruise.
Yeah,
I've seen those guys go pretty fast too.
Yeah.
But, like, think about it, like, hundreds of thousands of years ago, you're, like, a deer, and there's, like, off in the distance, there's, like, a figure, and it, like...
Running.
It's, like, chasing after you, and you're, like, you're running, and you're getting tired, and it's just, like, the fucking Terminator. Just, like, you look over your shoulder, and it's, like, there they are. You know? And it's, like, that deer's gonna get tired.
Dude,
Dude, I have a hard time believing that.
Right?
You sent me that video of that gorilla fight with the Juice WRLD soundtrack in the back.
So sick.
That's immediately what I thought of, like a silverback, dude.
They can't run, so they're huge.
Man, those guys are fucking gnarly.
Yeah, they are. We're going to talk about gorillas hunting again.
Yeah. What he can't fight at panda.
Dude, no, I was thinking about it. No. More than two.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yep.
You've never even seen a pissed off panda before.
Yeah, exactly. They don't exist.
Wow. No, but just your go-to is you're like, I'm going to get behind him. I'm going to choke him out. Like,
yes.
No fucking way. There's so
How
much
else are you going to do it? What's a better
you're
way to kill a panda?
Toe-to-toe. Boxing.
What's a better way? Punching it?
Yeah, and go for the eyes and then just like fucking get in there. No way you're choking out a fucking panda.
If I'm going to take down at least two of them, I'm choking the first one out. I'm like stealthy. The first one has to be a stealth kill.
That's not.
Well, you don't get to sneak up on three pandas.
Dude, I will outrun them with my human efficiency.
Efficient.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm not even going to touch them. I'm just going to chase them until they die.
Rope-a-dope. Give them the old rope-a-dope.
Yeah, I'm going to run circles around them and they're going to get dizzy. And then, boom, poke them in the eye, dead.
They're so tired. The eye poke is. Yeah. I don't think you can do it.
There's no way.
Kind of along the same tip, though, you sent me another video that was like. There was a guy that was like, I'm already faster than Usain Bolt. Already broken the record. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But he's come out.
He came out?
He has come out?
He's came out.
He came out. No, he came out and said he's juicing. So he's like fully like, yeah, like I do steroids, blah, blah, blah. Help me. It was like a call to action. But it was like, help me get the word out on the Enhanced Games 2024.
So
I'm down.
Yeah, fucking very down to go to that.
The entire premise is these athletes can use whatever products they want to be at the top of their field.
Yeah.
That should be the baseline.
Yep. There's the Special Olympics, there's the Olympics, and there's the Enhanced Olympics. Yeah. That's the one that should really count.
He like out the gate was like, yeah, I've already crushed Usain Bolt. And it's like, whoa.
Can you train for the Olympics and like use fucking steroids, and then once they start testing, you're like, okay, I'm gonna not. Like, can you like
I think
get your body going?
I think it's
multiple rounds of testing.
Yeah.
But like, just you fucking juice up until that first round, and
I
then
mean,
you stop.
I guess you could.
Yeah, I don't see how. I mean, I also don't know how long steroids stay in your system.
Yeah.
The drop off would be so drastic that you
would fuck yourself up.
Yeah. You're more like injury.
I don't know. I mean, you're getting your body into shape, and then it's fucking
you're maintaining.
Just,
yeah.
I've seen it firsthand, actually. Our old boss, like. Had like a back surgery that was like ridiculous. You know, they like fucking went in there. And also maybe a leg surgery. I think he had his knee surgery first.
Yeah.
And that was the one he recovered really quickly from because of steroids. And it's like, I mean, he was fucking like walking around and he definitely shouldn't be. So everyone should do steroids.
Steroids are chill, yeah.
And Enhanced Games 2024.
Diet Coke and steroids.
Diet Coke steroids.
I wonder, is the concern that like people are just going to be like killing themselves, basically? Like why? Like
let
I think it's an integrity thing.
What is the opposition? What?
Yeah.
Like what integrity? I don't know.
Supreme Court says it's okay.
Yeah, Supreme Court says do whatever you want. But like you're not allowed to cheat. Like doping has always been against the rules.
I don't know. Like,
I know,
like,
dude.
You're already born with genetic differences. Like, why not just fucking... Like, there's already differences at play. Why not just fucking let people... I don't understand why
they're
so against chemicals. I think it just makes it more interesting. Just fucking let them fucking...
Think about if you let, like, NBA players juice. They could fucking...
I mean...
About the slam dunks you're seeing then, you know?
I think we just solved the whole, like, trans athlete... Thing.
Just let everybody juice.
No, here it is. Oh, you farted?
Sorry, that was my bad.
Oh my god.
Wow. On my white chair?
Yeah, on your white chair.
What
were you saying about trans athletes?
Okay, so everybody's complaining that like biological men are like beating women at these sports, you know?
Yeah.
You let all the women take as much testosterone and shit as they want. The biological man can't. Not allowed. Only can do estrogen.
Like
and then it's like, okay, level the playing field a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. I like the whole like just let everybody choose. So like if you want to take testosterone as a woman to compete against the men, that's fine.
Yeah, but if the biological man is taking steroids as well, then like if that just adds another handicap, you know.
I don't know, dude.
You just gotta take more.
Yeah, true.
What's gonna be the best event at the Enhanced Games?
Power deadlift, dude.
I was just going to say wrestling would be
wrestling
fucking
would be
tight.
Sick.
Yeah.
But
what
would be
full roid rage pinning against each other.
But what about like
I think weightlifting? Like you would see people.
I don't like watch weightlifting. I'm always like.
Well, people's just, like aren't like their muscles would like explode.
Yeah that's why I wouldn't want to watch.
That's why it'd be the chillest. Dude. Yeah.
No.
Seeing an injury in like a weightlifting competition is so fucked up.
Yeah.
They're doing like the snatch and their arms are locked with like 600 pounds and their arm fucking buckles and they go down. Dude.
Yeah. I hate watching that shit.
I mean, people getting hurt's funny, but
maybe any of the throws would be cool too, like shot put.
Yeah. Just ripping
the discus.
Yeah. You might need to like lengthen. Track would be cool too. All the dude, everything.
The high jump,
ping pong would be fucking sick. Yeah.
Everybody's on Adderall for ping pong.
Yeah, let it. Whoa.
Yeah.
That is, what would that Olympic be? Hold on. It's an Olympic Games, but very specific to things that would be very tight if the people were taking a bunch of Adderall. So not necessarily sports. Ping pong would be good.
Are you saying, wait, I don't understand the
premise. Just a collective of activities. It doesn't even need to be sports of like.
What makes, but is it Adderall specific?
Or? Yeah, like you could throw video games. Like I think video games would be in there. Cause I think
speed chess would be tight.
Speed chess.
Mm-hmm. Literal. Yeah. No pun intended.
Or like some sort of puzzle situation.
I think like you're looking up the
solve
idea
this 10,000 piece puzzle. Yeah.
I like the just, I mean, like, what drug for what sport? Like, Adderall for ping pong. Obviously, steroids for weights. But, like,
there's gotta be other saying,
drugs. Yeah, like, which drug is, like, the one? Like, maybe you can only do one drug, and you have to pick your
one vice.
For your sport.
HGH would be a powerlifting.
I might go
like,
Adderall.
PCP. Give me PCP.
Yeah.
For the fucking the deadlift, yeah.
You're going to need to fucking tase me and put me down after I lift. I'm going to get too fucking hyped.
Speaking of sporting events, so France is hosting, is it the World Cup or the Olympics?
Olympics.
And I found out that in France, you're not allowed to drink alcohol at sporting events.
What?
You can't buy alcohol at French sporting events. So,
why?
Like, all the football, soccer games that they have, you're not allowed to, like, buy a beer at the stadium.
That's the same way in England as well.
Really? Insane.
Yeah, because of hooliganism. They just like.
They don't let you have beers?
That's pretty
how
crazy.
How fucked is
I think
that?
There's like designated areas, maybe.
No wonder why they're rioting.
If you're in
all
a
the
box,
time,
you can, but like, they don't sell beers at English Premier League games.
That's
like,
fucking crazy.
You have to drink fucking 9 pints before you get in there.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that mentality.
Yeah.
Like in Mexico, you're not allowed to buy alcohol on election day. So the day before election day is like by far the highest amount of alcohol purchases.
That's
so
awesome.
Everybody gets fucking hammered on election day.
Yeah, I feel like those rules are counterproductive.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, yeah, you're like, you can't buy beer here. So it's like everybody just shows up hammered. And it's like that's such a worse scenario.
Yeah.
That but seems pretty good.
I thought that was crazy.
That is crazy.
Well,
I
think
it's just the fact that it's like, sports up. Like, all right, I was at a baseball game last night. And
game?
You were at a baseball
Angels
game?
Versus
Otani, brother. Crushing. That's tight.
Yeah, he's fucking number one in home runs. But you have to sell beer at baseball games. It's fucking boring. It was so boring. I hate baseball.
And it's even
so
shorter.
Much. The pitch clock is chill.
Yeah,
I'm
I
big
like
fan
it.
Of the pitch clock.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's still like, there was like eight hits on base the entire game.
Yeah.
Baseball fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And it's like, football, they're slow. If football's slow, you have to be selling beers. Where it's like soccer is much more exciting, fast paced sport.
Yeah, it's a tough sell.
No, I went to a football game recently and had a great time.
Yeah.
Watching those.
How many beers did you drink?
Several.
21.
I had 2 tall cans and.
But they made $30.
I know. Well, I didn't pay for the game, so.
True.
Had to take advantage of it.
That's what I'm saying, is that, like, I feel that would never happen in America because sports here are so dependent on being able to drink.
You're going
to
tell the boys at the Indy 500 that they're not allowed to drink?
No, I would never. Of course.
Dude,
that's, like, central to the sport.
They were like, yeah, you can't bring your own coolers into the stadium anymore for, like, NASCAR events. And people were like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, riot.
That's fair. That makes sense. If I was going to go to a NASCAR event, like, there's no way I'm buying it. This is a fucking. You have to have beer. You're bringing your own food. It's fucking whatever.
I had a lifeguard like lieutenant that would go to all these NASCAR events, and it was while they like weren't letting them like bring coolers in. He's like, yeah, man, I fucking made this suit. I could fit 18 beers like in my sleeves and shit. And I was like, hell yes,
yeah.
I'm fucking trying to go with you, brother.
That's what would be chill about having like a prosthetic leg, and you're just like fill
beer.
It with beer.
A
can't fart.
Where are you going, dude?
I'm gassy, dude. I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
You should fucking go to an F1. I want to go to an F1 race.
That would be so sick. Long Beach has had a couple. Recently,
I don't know if they're doing it in Long Beach anymore. It's like Miami or something now, which sucks.
Well, they're
Vegas.
I think they're
just Vegas.
Yeah, they're doing them all over the U.S. now.
Vegas one though.
Austin,
if they
has
bring
a...
Long Beach back, that'd be fucking sick. We should definitely try to get to.
They've had it for the past like 2 years in a row.
I don't think so.
The Long Beach Grand Prix.
That's F1?
No, that's different. That's a Grand Prix. It's not
Long Beach.
I knew that. I was a pop quiz. You guys crushed it.
Austin, Texas has it.
Yeah,
that would be chill.
I just wanted to be in my backyard.
So the trailer for Dune 2 came out.
So sick.
It looks so legit. And I read a funny story that when they were filming Dune 1, Timothy Chalamet kept asking the director, Denis Villeneuve, if he could. He's like, hey, can I just do a little Moadib right here? You know? And he's like, Moadib, spoiler alert, like he becomes like this like god type guy and for the Fremen or whatever. And he was like, yo, can I do a little Moadib here, you know? And like in part one, he's like not Moadib yet.
Yeah.
And Denis Villeneuve was like, no, dude, like your character, that's not who you are yet, you know? And then the second they greenlit Dune 2, Denis Villeneuve texted Timothy Chalamet and he was like, quote, it's Moadib time.
That's so
just like fucking hell. Like, dude, you can fucking Moadib it up now. Yeah. Like we'll release the Moadib. Yeah,
that's gonna be so sick. The official trailer.
It looks tight. Christopher Walken is like the emperor.
Sick.
Yeah.
They better do more throat singing. Like I wanna see more of that.
In the trailer there's like a second where Timothy Chalamet is like giving a speech to the Fremen and people were noticing that it's like the voice, he's slightly using the voice when he's giving this like big speech to them, and like there's like a little bit of sound effect in it, and it was like, that's so chill, he can use the voice like while giving like political speeches, you know, to like pump up the people.
Shane has no idea what.
Well, yeah, he uses the voice. He's speaking to them.
No,
multiple ways.
He uses his
dude.
Voice. Yeah.
God.
Supreme Court struck down student relief. Sorry, Shane.
Bullshit. It's gonna happen, dude. So I'm still not gonna pay.
That's like a sorry, you have to pay that now, or like
yeah,
nah.
But starting in August or September, like they paused payments due to COVID and shit. And then Biden was going to relieve like 10 grand or whatever. And then.
Remember the beginning? It was like, everyone's going to get a check for $10,000. And everyone's like, oh, fuck. Like, are you. That'd be the worst way to do it. But please cut me a check for 10K. I would immediately, like, fucking buy a house for $10,000.
The $10,000 mini home?
Uh huh.
Dude, there's some pretty cool sheds for 10 grand that I've seen, and I'm like, well, okay.
10 grand? I've seen a lot of sheds that are, like, starting at, like, 50.
I said shed.
Yeah.
A $10,000 shed.
You could put a down payment on a 50K shed, a 10K.
Yeah, 20%.
Four volunteers have been locked in a Mars simulation by NASA for a year and 13 days.
Type.
I'm down.
I would do that.
Yeah, I would do that, too.
You're just chilling in the desert.
Well, and then it's just like, guys, I'm over it. Get me out, you know?
Have you guys seen the pictures? It's like just, it's like a warehouse. They put like red fucking styrofoam walls on, and it's like, this is Mars.
Dude, give me some Adderall, some ping pong. I'm good to go.
Adderall.
What day is it? 13? It's been 130.
I want to know what.
You're just grinding ping pong on Adderall every single day. You're supposed to be taking data. You're supposed to be doing the logs, you know?
NASA releases the study and it's like, well, the only way people would survive this long is if they were given Adderall and ping pong tables.
He breaks the record or like what they thought they could do. And it's just living forever in Mars.
They run out of ping pong balls and it's like immediately goes outside. Oxygen deprivation kills themselves.
I also kind of related. I saw an article. I just read the headline where it's like they're only going to send women on the missions to Mars because they don't want the dudes like having sex or something like that.
Hey, women have sex too.
I know. That was the big caveat where it's like, what the fuck are you thinking? Like,
what?
And it's not fair.
I mean, like, this is kind of maybe
first one to bang on Mars.
Not PC, but they showed like a picture of like four women that were like possible astronaut candidates, and two of them looked like they might be lesbians. And I know that that's a hot take, but. It was, you know, you never know.
Well, they're nothing.
They're like, we can only strand cis women to Mars.
Well, nothing's gonna, they're not gonna be able to procreate, so you nip that in the bud right away.
You send dudes, they can't procreate.
No, I don't know. You send gay guys.
For me, though, it's like,
only gay dudes and lesbian women are allowed. Isn't it also because their bodies use less resources and, like, less oxygen and shit, too? They're, like, more efficient.
Whoa, easy, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Relax,
okay. Brother.
Is that true? That'd be a good idea, then.
I think that was, like, one of the arguments.
They breathe less.
They eat less.
All right, another hot tight.
Do you fart again?
No, swear. I would own it. I'm in, like, I got gutsy stuff going on right now.
He has
now.
A stinky butthole.
I have a stinky butthole right now.
KBBQ tonight's gonna absolutely destroy you.
If he's clear in space.
Yeah, true.
I feel like... I mean, like, that might be true. Women are more efficient, but I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like men are more efficient. We don't have to, like, work. Like, we don't have breasts to carry around. We don't have periods. That's not efficient at all.
Okay, hold on. I need to interject. Because Corey has been sending me, like, maybe like one every few days. Apparently there was this Bear Grylls survival show. And they did men versus women.
They took, like, English, like, yes. Population.
Yes.
Just, like...
And the women are struggling together. Like, they keep getting lost. And this isn't me. I'm not speculating. There's literally, like, they have a map. And it's like, the girls did a big circle. And they're back to the start. And they did, like, three times, right? And also, it probably doesn't help the way this guy clipped these things together.
Yeah, it makes it look
terrible. Like, the girls are struggling. And then the boys are like, oh, yeah, it's, like, fucking right here. You know, they find it. And then it clips to, like, them hunting for food. And the boys are out. And, like, of course, there's, like, a... fucking bitching soundtrack in the back, and the fucking guys are, like, catching alligators, like, yeah, this is fucking sick, like, we're having a feast. It's like, oh, I'm full, like, do you want this, like, I've eaten too much. And the girls are, like, crying. They're like, we can't find any food, and they're, like, trying to catch rainwater. And then it clips to the guys soundtrack, and it's like, they have too much water. And it's like, dude, it's so fucked up. But, like, it was so funny because I think it was more of how it was clipped. But, like, just it was night and day. And you were probably thinking, like, oh, this is going to be interesting. You know, like, this could be, like, a pretty sick experiment.
There was, like, we need to, like, make a decision as a group, like, between the women. And then it cuts to, like, the guys. And it's like, fucking, what's Ted want to do? Like, yeah, dude, we're following this guy. What do you mean?
I think it's this way. Fuck yeah, let's go. And the girls are like, no, I think we should go there. No, shut the fuck up. We're going this way. It was just so... it was bad. It was so bad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, very funny.
That's a good hot take.
Yeah. It was cut just perfectly together. That's,
I think that
just
was...
Just make it look as bad as possible.
Uh-huh. Speaking of shows, there's a show on Netflix called King of Clones. Have you guys... Zach, no. Science guy? No?
I'm not really.
There's this, like, South Korean doctor who, like, spearheaded, like, cloning... And
they,
like,
did the first sheep, right?
The sheep was, like, in the U.S. or something. Uh-huh. But then he, like, cloned dogs, and, like, it opens with them cloning, like...
Is this real?
Yes. Cloning these, like, camels in, like, Saudi Arabia, like, these prized camels and shit. And the way that he was talking, like, I'm a science-first guy. Like, I'm all about just, like, whatever. Don't care about, like, what religion says about it. Just, like, push it to the limits. And they were talking about how... Because I guess the basic thing of cloning... And Zach, keep me in my lane here if I'm wrong, but they take a cell from, like, whatever you want to clone, and then they insert that cell into, like, an embryo and then, like, grow it. And so it's, like, they're, like, biologically identical. And they were talking about how, like, if you want to clone your dog, it's, like, $50,000, and it takes, like, they never make a successful clone on the first try. And then they talk about how it's, like, the first one we did, like, it was born with its, like, intestines outside of its body. Ooh. And they do, like, dozens and dozens and dozens of attempts. And then the guy's talking about it, and, like, they're talking about, like, in relation to humans. And so it's, like, if you were cloning humans, it's, like, you would have just these fucking, like, monstrosities that you're creating until you get, like, a successful one. And it sounded, like, the way he was talking about it was, like, super, like, Nazi.
Yeah.
She's, like, he's, like, you know, people talk about how science can be, like, fucked up. And he's, like, but even if you have, like, all of these monstrosities you're creating, like, you're still marching forward in progress, and you're like, even as a scientist, I was like, whoa, this is gnarly. But one thing that was really cool was he was like, you know, for hundreds of thousands of years, we've identified as like death is when like your heart stops beating or like you're, there's no more oxygen like running through your body. And he's like, we're redefining death because like every cell on your body is like a living cell that like continues to live after you die. So like the true definition of death is once like your last cell can no longer be cloned and replicated, which can happen like
according to him, which could happen. I have a different definition of death.
Well, it could happen like hundreds of thousands of years after you like die. Yeah.
Look at the Fifth Element.
What am I drawing from?
Zach's never seen it.
I've seen the Fifth Element. Are you kidding me?
Zach's never seen it.
Lilu is literally thousands of years old, and they get a cell from her little glove, and they fucking clone her. Bring her back.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, I mean, that one, that's not real. And whoa. Two,
it's in the future, so it just hasn't happened yet. Yeah. That's, that, you know.
I mean, like, I don't think of death that way. Like, if one of my cells live on, like, I'm not that cell. I'm an aggregate of my cells, so any time that gets disrupted, I'm dead.
Aggregate. But, like, biologically, though, you're not.
I mean, all right, so, like, if one of my cells die, am I, like, a little bit closer to death?
Yeah.
Yes.
But then while my finger heals and it's back to normal.
So you're back. They're back.
So then
you're back.
You're alive. Cell, you're still alive.
That one cell, though? Dead.
I get the point, absolutely. And it's an interesting concept to think about how our life or consciousness is really just like it's a combination of all the living cells in our body. And it really kind of redefines how you think of yourself and life.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of bastardizing the idea of what our lives are to say that if like my fucking finger cell that gets cut off and then I get hit by a car that like I'm not truly dead, like I don't know.
Well, but they could replicate that dead cell from
that's
your finger.
That's not me anymore. That's a clone.
It's all that's fucking not me. I mean, I don't know, doctors say it is.
Dude, doctors.
It doesn't have my experiences. It's not me. Just because like I mean like
how do paper, you know that on paper it's you. If you're a detective and like you get killed and it's like, oh, Zach died, and then it's like later a clone of you is made, you have the same fingerprint, you have the same blood, you have the same DNA
strand. What's that Arnold movie?
But Eraser? Who I am is an aggregate of my experiences and how I was raised. There's so much nurture that is involved in who I am that it's not the same person.
Just do it over.
Might biologically be identical, but it's not the same. It's not me.
You gotta separate the art from the artist.
Science, though. Science.
You're the art.
Kind of.
Your cells are the artist.
We've, like, really, as a whole, globally, put, like, a huge pause on cloning because we've kind of all come to the conclusion that it's, like, this is a weird thing that maybe we shouldn't pursue. And it's kind of been used in conjunction with, like, the aspect of how we're advancing AI to where the whole community, the whole scientific community has kind of put cloning on pause, more or less, except for a few instances.
South Korean boys.
And it's kind of shown that, like, hey, if there are areas of science where it gets a little hairy, we do have the possibility of putting it on pause. And, like, there is a consensus to where we can take something that's morally questionable or dangerous and not necessarily
push the envelope.
Not push the envelope.
Well, it's the Jurassic Park thing of like we spent so much time wondering if we could do it, we never stopped to think if we should.
Yeah.
It's like that kind
of
thing.
We did kind of stop though, and it's cool.
But there's still people out there. And like it's not like the science community is like everybody stop. It's like with AI.
Right?
It's not like everybody stop with AI. You know, like there's gonna be people out there that are like, fuck you, like I'm gonna keep doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seen the bumper sticker. Coexist.
Yeah, same thing. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Is they're pro-dinosaur.
Kind of related, talking about death and stuff. If I die, you guys have to let Oscar see my dead body.
I like that.
I cannot let Oscar
think
that I just bailed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's like animals can like naturally like they know what death is.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, he'll be able to like he'll be depressed. He'll accept the loss, but he's not gonna just be wondering where I am.
Do you want to get all dolled up first?
I don't
care. Or immediately.
It could be like in the hospital bed. It could be like right before you bury me. But like. Please
come to the understanding that you're dead.
He needs to see me dead to like accept that I have died.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Because then you have a what's that Shiba Inu Shiba dog in Japan where the guy died, had a heart attack, and the dog was waiting at the train station for years.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You can't do that to him.
Oscar doesn't like train stations.
I was driving on PCH.
He just doesn't. We talk about it.
What do you talk about?
Oscar doesn't like train stations. Too fast, too loud.
Too much.
He's Especially if dad's not there to like introduce him what a train station is, you know?
Okay. We miss like a huge dog competition on the beach. And two things. One, I would love to go and
there's
just
Corgi Day?
It wasn't Corgi. It was like an actual competition. Like doing the agility runs, doing the show shit.
Yeah.
And then also we need to enter Oscar into some sort of competition and be Team Oscar.
As long as he doesn't have to like show his walk.
No. I'm thinking more of like the cart pull or whatever you came across in the park. You know,
if
some sort of showmanship.
If he's like sitting there and there's like judges like measuring shit and like looking at his face, then he'll win absolutely.
Right.
But if they're like, okay, do a lap while we watch your gait, then it's like, this dog's fucked.
But then I still think we do it, dude. And I think we just
he can win the Spirit Award.
Yeah. He'll be like
best, or it wouldn't miss Congeniality. Mm-hmm. You know. He would be Mr. Congeniality, Oscar.
1,000%.
Dude.
1,000%.
No question.
With zero training, just go for it.
Yeah.
Just sign up and just go for it and see what happens.
Zero training. He's trained.
He's raw. He's the raw talent.
Chisel it down.
He's so trained.
Okay, my bad.
You're right. They're like, does he have training? He's like, he's fully potty trained.
Yeah.
His years of training under his belt. I think that'd be sick.
Guys, I had something happen to me that made me lose all faith in humanity. We all just need to shoot ourselves in the head right now.
Okay.
I was like selling something on Facebook Marketplace and posted this thing on Facebook Marketplace, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I got a response and it was like, hey, I'd like to buy this. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, it's like, where are you? It's like, oh, I'm here. And like, I gave them my street address, my street name, the city, state, and the zip code. And it was like, I entered and it does the hyperlink thing where you click on it and it shows you the address. Mm-hmm. And the response I got was, quote, I don't know where that is. And I like read it and I like, I had to sit down for a second.
Yeah, you like?
And I was like, what? Like this human.
There's no more information I can give you.
Like they know how to use a computer. They're on Facebook Marketplace. Like they know how to like type and enter and like process information. But I was like, literally the universal, like this is what an address is.
Yeah.
And oh, I don't know where that is.
Was it an old man?
It was a lady. And I just sat there for a second and I was like, I just wrote, okay.
Yeah.
And then 6 hours later, this woman shows up at my house.
No way.
No way. No, like, I'm going to come. I'm on my way or like whatever. She shows up. I hear like knocks on the door. No text that like I'm here.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Why is this a person in my house? Like I open the door and immediately like two pugs run into my house.
Fuck off.
Well, so what I was selling was like a dog ramp.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of related. But I open the door. And she's like, here. And she like, I was selling it for like $20. And she like gives me the $20. And these two pugs run into my house. And I'm like, what the fuck? And like, I said that. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they like run in and they start like smelling shit. Thank God Oscar wasn't here.
He would have fucking lost it.
Oh, I would have destroyed them. And like coming into his territory. And like, read me being like, whoa, like something's wrong. And Oscar would have been like, fucking ah. But they run into my house. And I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, here. And I was like, can you like get your dogs out of my house?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay. And like, she had drove here, parked like down the street, dogs off leash, run into my house. And like, I was like, get these fucking dogs out of my house. And she was like, oh, sorry. I was like, yeah, like fucking.
Hey, what are you doing?
And she's like, oh, thank. And I just like shut the door. And I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Selling on Facebook Marketplace is the Wild West.
That was the worst. That was the only like bad thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
People are normally like, okay, cool. I'll be there in 15. Like, it's like, great. Let me know when you're outside. You know, whatever, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, just, I don't know where that is.
Okay.
And it's like, literally. Click the like I don't know. We should all kill ourselves. Humanity's fucked.
Yeah. End it.
That woman was
old lady.
Disabled. There's like there's no rational person that will have their dogs and then approach a stranger's house and be like,
dude, they're service
let
dogs.
The dogs.
What do you mean?
Run in.
And knowing that I have a dog, because like I'm selling it.
Selling
dog
the dog.
That's just not normal thinking.
If Oscar was here, nightmare. That would have been a nightmare situation.
Dude, I was like, I like open the door and they just like bolt in. I'm like, what the fuck?
I've had people like on my way right now. And then it's like 6 hours later and it's like here. And it's like, oh, sick. Like, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
I sold this, my old Xbox. There were so many people jamming me up. Like, what year is it? What does it have on it? Like, can I have this? Can I, like, what is, do you have both controllers? Whatever. I'm like, finally this lady comes by. I like end up selling it for pennies. And I was like, take this control. She was super nice and she was so fucking hyped to give this to her kids. Like, never had a console before. They're all gonna be stoked. And I ended up throwing in like, okay, have these games. Like the old, I just had a stack of random old games before it was all digital. Take this, take an extra controller, and she was so fucking hyped. And that was the only positive experience.
That's cool though. Like, yeah, hooking it up.
She's like, why are you selling this for so cheap? And I'm like, I just gotta get rid of it. And she's like, kind of like thought I was selling her a piece of shit or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was hyped.
I was selling
That's chill.
Yeah, I was selling a bunch of my dad's Hawaiian shirts, and like, one guy came and he was like, "Oh, I'll take like 200 of them," and I was like, "Sick!" And he was like, "I was like, oh, what do you?" He's like, "I'm a reseller." I'm like, oh, "Okay, like whatever. Yeah. Like this is the price." This, and it was like, he was like, "Okay, cool, yeah, whatever." And it was like, yeah, like a huge bulk sale was awesome, right? Yeah. Like got a lot of it done, and then like, I've had like four or five other like old guys come over. And they like show up wearing a Hawaiian shirt and they're going through the Hawaiian shirts. They're like, oh, this one's fucking sick. And like, they buy like six or seven and they're like, God, I can't wait to show the boys. And it's like, that is so much more of like a, I wouldn't say like pleasant. Because
it's gratifying.
Yeah, it's like these guys are going to like.
Instead of like, I'm just going to flip these.
You're not fucking anybody over. You're like providing, you know, a joy.
Really. Yeah.
And it's like, you're not fucking screwing them on the price. Like, I don't know.
No, I feel that.
Like, I'm down with both, you know? Yeah. But like, and like the guy that bought 200, I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Right.
Like, he's taking like 75% of all the shirts. Like, I'm down. Like, I don't care. You're going to resell it, whatever. But like, the guys that are just like, oh, they like, you can see it in their eyes and they're just like, fuck.
Dude, and like, we had that garage sale before we left and there's like fucking guys on their phone, like, doing the, who's that loser who goes to garage sales
and trying to just fucking clip shit?
And he's like looking up prices and he's like, literally, he's got his phone like this and he's looking at me, shows the price what he can sell it for, and then he continues to like negotiate, like, how about 10? And I was like, no, dude, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, you're a piece of shit versus the person that's like, this is sick, like, this hat is rad, like, let me get this.
Yeah.
Fuck those people. Flipping, like, finding, I don't know, actually, like, finding a diamond in the rough of, like, you know, you go through and it's, like, this guy sees all these, like, original Pokemon cards and he, like, for, like, $50 and you're just gouging this poor woman who has no fucking clue.
Mm-hmm.
There's an art to that, for sure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's kind of fucked.
Yeah, I think there's a... I think that's fucking... You're taking advantage of a person.
Mm-hmm.
If it, like the Pokemon card example... Like, she's got a bunch of Pokemon cards. She doesn't know. Like, you have to at least be like, hey, like, these are might be worth a lot of money. Like, I'm down to give you $50, but like, hey, these might actually be worth. Like,
do you though?
And then you're kind of screwing yourself.
The little devil on your shoulder just goes, give the lady the $20 and bail.
Yeah, because that's the devil on your shoulder though. That's like, that's a fucking kind of a shitty person move. But that's why you would be like, you have to be like forthright with your information to be like morally okay.
True. I think it depends on what you're gonna do with the item.
Yeah, I mean, if you're reselling it, then it's fucking, you have to do that. If not, if you're just gonna keep them, then fine.
Yeah.
Well, then you got a deal.
Yeah.
It's also like, if I'm putting stuff on Facebook Marketplace, like, I'm not like desperate for like money. It's more like, it's like this thing's taking up space and I just want it gone. Yeah. And like, I could put it on the curb. There's
a price on that idea.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's like, I could put this thing on the curb and it would be gone. Or it's like, I could get like $10 for this thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you know, whatever. It's just like a little bit more work to just, you're just like, okay, whatever, I got something for it.
And then, yeah, the resellers are fine on that scenario. But
yeah.
We have like, it's someone, like the Pokemon card example, that's someone who's like doing it out of ignorance.
Yeah.
And that's fucking, you're taking advantage of ignorance. That's kind of wrong.
Yeah. The Zion Mariah Mills update.
Oh, what is the update? Is she pregnant?
She got Zion's name tattooed on her face.
That's fucked.
God, dude.
She's gone full. I saw a tweet that was like, we have a stage 5 pointer or something like that. And then she posted a picture of like a positive pregnancy test I saw. But who knows?
That guy,
fucking guy.
Yeah. Idiot.
Idiot. How complete do you, idiot. Yeah. Complete moron.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know if that's coming though.
No, you don't.
If you, like, face. Hindsight's 2020, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, if you're not trying to have kids, you should have a vasectomy.
Yeah.
That's just
was a bad move.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about the idol? That got canceled, right? Dropped.
It didn't get canceled. They
cut an episode.
Originally were gonna have six episodes with like the original creator, but then the Sam Levinson guy from Euphoria came on and like they reshot all of it and like they told the story in five episodes versus six. But the big news was like, oh, they fucking canceled an episode. Mm-hmm. But like that's just not true.
So,
really.
But my question is, do they shoot all six episodes before they release them?
Yes. Think about what you just asked.
No, I'm serious. Like, is there times where halfway through, like, you go back and you're like, fuck, we either need to fix this or we need to reshoot it? Like, how often does that happen?
HBO production, they're going to shoot all six episodes, not just do a pilot and then...
Well, it depends.
Screen.
Okay, like, so, like...
do they shoot them before they air? And it's like, well, yeah.
No, you idiot.
Yeah,
halfway through, is there ever, like...
What he's right, basically.
No.
But your question I get, where it's like...
Fuck you guys.
They get, like, their series greenlit. And
yes.
All right, this is going to be six episodes. They get greenlit for six episodes. So, like, failing to deliver six is... I don't know how that works contractually, but, like...
Like, could they go in and be like, you guys are fucking done, and they have three episodes on the back burner just waiting?
Usually what happens is they make a pilot, and then, like, the HBO or whatever, like, they view the pilot, and they're like, okay, we're going to greenlit this for, like, 10 episodes one season. Or, like, with Game of Thrones, they shot the first pilot, and HBO was like, okay, this is, like, a huge IP. We can make a fuck ton of money, but, like, we don't like this actor, or, like, can we tweak this? And, like, they reshot the whole pilot, but they're like, we're going to give you the full season, but you're going to redo the pilot, like, based off this feedback. And, like, they do it.
Do they ever... I mean, like, I assume they do, but, like, is it, like, hey, you're greenlit, your discretion on episodes per season? Or is that always, like,
you have six?
It's, like, when it comes to, like, contracts and, like, SAG and, like, the PGA, it's, like, it's always laid out where it's, like, you're going to produce 10 episodes. Here's the money to do 10 episodes.
Was it that bad?
What?
The Idol. I saw one scene where he was, like, trying to be bad boy. He's, like, talking to some, I don't know if he was, like, a... concierge guy or like working at a clothing shop, and he's like, fucking look at her one more time.
Yeah.
Fucking look at her one more time. And he like kind of stumbles over his words a little bit, and it was like kind of silly.
The Weeknd is terrible.
He's
in
so
it.
Bad.
Acting wise. But so the thing bad. Is like, it's his show.
Yeah.
Like, he came up with the idea, like, it's going to be starring me. They use all the Weeknd's music in it.
How do you get it? How do you do that?
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that.
How did you get that signed off?
It was pretty bad. It was like,
it was hard for him to get that signed off.
But, like, for you to be, like, you're using everything of mine, like, and they're like, all right, sounds good.
Yeah, why not?
It's like...
It was shit.
If you're, like, getting pitched that as a studio and you're like, whoa, The Weeknd, like, it's, he's kind of big, he performed in the Super Bowl,
it's
like, he's a name.
Yeah. And then just watch it. Just fucking...
Yeah.
I mean, have they lost money on it, though? Are they probably,
I have no
they
idea.
Might have still been fine.
Honestly,
just because of the fucking names line.
Well, and I think a lot of it, too, is, like, the hype of how...
Yeah.
It's, like, it's the most sexual show ever. It's, like, it's so bad. Yeah. Like, you should watch... It's like watching a train crash, you know? It's, like... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so being pitched that, it's, like, just likely a slam dunk. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, they probably made a little bit, but I think, like, the heat that they got, they're like, we're just going to do a one and done. And then, of course, The Weeknd and, like, Sam Levinson are like, it was always going to be a miniseries, you know, like,
yeah,
one of those.
You're not going to be like, yeah, we fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wild show.
I didn't watch one episode.
You should.
It's a lot of, like torture porn kind of shit.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean torture?
Well, it's like...
So I'm never going to watch it. But.
For example, it's like in the show, it's kind of like a Britney Spears type character, and it's like she has trauma. Like, her mom used to like... spank her with a brush and like leave like bruises and shit, and The Weeknd finds out about this, and he's like, all right, we need to like flog you with this brush to like inspire you to make music and shit.
Okay.
It's like they like...
They prey on her fucking trauma.
Yes, exactly. Okay. It's that kind of shit.
Cool.
I was up north in I was up north and I was in this really cool sandwich shop in between games, and
what sandwich shop and where were you? I know a lot of sandwich shops.
It's called Lenikins or something like that. It was really good. And so we're sitting there, TV's on, college baseball World Series, whatever. It's like the only sports thing probably on that day. Come to find out it's not, but there's like, I'm like halfway through my sandwich, and we're all sitting there, and this older man walks in and just like walks literally two steps in, looks at the TV and just starts like having a meltdown. Like, you let me down every single fucking time I'm in here. Like, just absolutely losing it. We're all like kind of looking at this dude and it's like, he's in slacks, glasses, like older guy. You can tell he's a little off and like, he's got his phone out. He's waving, right? Anyway, storms out. So I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. A few seconds later, he comes back in the other entrance, and he's, like, jamming this poor little kid up. They're busy, and it's, like, a... They make everything start, like, I'm going to slice your meat. I'm going to make your bacon. Like, it's, you know, there's a production to it. And jamming this kid up, and he starts, like, grabbing the remote and changing. There's a bunch of people watching. Grab the remote and, like, looking for something, and we're all like, oh, fuck. Immediately, like, fuck this guy, yeah. You know? So, like, no one says anything. There's, like, four of us. And we're all just waiting for him to change the channel and just like, just fucking when's the time right, you know? So like, changes the channel and all five of us go, oh, what the fuck, you know? Like, jamming him up and kind of, he's like, what? And we're like, what? You don't want to watch fucking, I don't give two shits about LSU and some random shit. So he like kind of feels bad and we're like, dude, like it was a sick game, da 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 da. And he's like feeling really shitty and he's like, were you guys really watching this? And we're like, well, I mean, you know, just enough to like, my new thing is like, if someone's being an asshole, I'm gonna just barely give you a little jab,
jam him up a little bit.
And we're like, nah, it's okay. And he's like, oh, thank you. And he starts going on about how he's homeless, but he's got a phone, he's got money, he's getting food. It's really weird. I'm so blessed. Thank you so much. And it's like, damn, we just kind of razzed this, you know, maybe mentally unstable gentleman. And he walks in with his wife, and just like proceeds to talk to us about the Giants game. And we're like, oh, all right, yep, see you later. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But like, anytime you get an opportunity to razz like a
homeless person,
not a homeless person.
Shane hates homeless
people. He wasn't homeless.
You should not make it a habit to razz mentally unstable people.
Well, that wasn't my intention. I saw an asshole that was like being a dick, so I was like, I'm fully taking advantage.
Anyone with like the main character syndrome needs to be fucking put in their place.
100%.
Yeah, the world does not revolve around you.
I see so many of those Reddit posts, like, just people trying to fucking take selfies of themselves in the gym, and they're like, ah, it's fucking...
You're in my shot. You walk through my shot.
Yeah. Well, anytime it's, like, more than one... Like, if it was just one person, you'd kind of be like, dude, fuck you. You're the only one watching. But it's like, all four of us, like, dude, what the fuck? And it's like, anytime... We talked about it last night. Anytime there's more than one or two of us...
You need the numbers on your side.
You just get... fucking mowed over for the dumbest little thing.
Yep.
So that's my advice for the week. Razz up someone who's being the main
character. But have numbers on your side.
Yeah. Mow down homeless people.
Mow down homeless people. Nice. He was lying, dude. He was fine. But yeah. What you looking up over there?
I was looking at Sydney Sweeney's most recent post of her like vacation and I was like, damn. God damn, boy.
Well, there it is.
Go check out Sydney Sweeney. She's great.
Specifically her most recent post on vacation.
Any advice for the week?
Fucking...
Stay out of trouble.
Stay out of trouble, brother.
Stay out of trouble.
Fucking play a good game of racquetball with your boys.
Yeah, that threw me off. Doing the pod second threw me off.
Oh, yeah. Let it be known that Corey and I are co-champions of racquetball now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's it. We're out. No.